you are filing again to represent South Eugene on the County Commission. Why do this again?
Well, the fundamental reason is that I've had a good partnership with the voters in South Eugene. I've wanted to be the commissioner, and they've elected me several times, and I think that I've done a good job. But I think that looking ahead to the next term, I would say that obviously there's just a huge amount of work to do, and I think it's important to have a strong, independent, progressive voice on the board. This board in particular has been characterized by being much more conservative than previous boards.
Is it lonely to be in that position?
At times it is. I'm the only Democrat of the five commissioners, so in a partisan sense, it's 1-4. But things are a little bit more nuanced than that. And at times I feel that I've been able to make some positive contributions to some of the better decisions that have been made. Certainly the selection of Mr. Mo Krajewski is one that I'm particularly proud of. Also, the health reforms and health insurance reforms that I've been a part of are very positive. But on the negative side, I think that the county really has been going in the wrong direction on forest policy, advocating, in my view, excessive overcutting of the BLM lands in western Oregon. I think it's crucial that the board have a voice that says that's not the way to go.
The board this year has made some sort of interesting decisions, for instance, regarding the city's sick leave ordinance. The board saying, you know, we don't want any part of this. And there have been a couple other things like that that have seemed more symbolic, like, for instance, the state's strengthening of background checks for gun owners, that there was a vote by the board that said, you know, we don't agree with this. So how have those sort of philosophical votes been for you?
Well, on the gun registration vote, it was even worse than what you characterized it. It wasn't just that the board said we don't like what the legislature and governor are getting ready to do. It was after the law was passed and after the governor signed it, the board said that they weren't going to fund and they weren't going to respect the law. And that 4-1 vote, I think, is very important for the public to understand that here's the county government saying they're not going to even follow the law. At least in the case of the BLM vote, the 4-1 vote over urging the BLM to overcut its own lands, at least that was at least ahead of the decision. So I think that, and then finally you touched on one that is a very important one, and that is the board voted to try to prohibit the city of Eugene from, and I oppose that, the board voted to prohibit the city of Eugene from protecting Eugene's own workers. Now, ultimately, that was overtaken by a state law that protects those very workers. Something like 40,000 workers in Lane County were affected by that decision. So you're right. There have been several high-profile votes, and then many, many, many others that the news media doesn't have the time to cover. And I've been there for all those crucial decisions and been able to point out the error in the way.
As you look to run for another term, what are some of the things, the hopes that you have and priorities that you have?
Well, I always have concentrated on three primary areas. The first is the actual governance of the county government, going to the meetings, voting, speaking my mind on the issues, listening to the public, and reconciling decisions that have to be made at the board level. The second is actually helping constituents who have problems with government at any level, international, down to any level there is, and county in between all that, helping constituents with government problems. And the third one is leadership, speaking out on issues that are beyond the scope of county government but are important. So I've testified in Congress. I've testified in the Oregon legislature. I've made many, many public speeches here in Eugene and elsewhere on public issues. So I'd say, you know, the board, the government, the job of running the government, helping people specific to our district, and third, leadership, providing a voice for progressive politics in our country.
And we don't know. No one yet has filed. Obviously, you were the first to file, but no one else has talked about interest in running for the seat.
I've been interested in finding out if someone would run against me, but I found the best way to prevent that is to get out early. And so I started our committee early, and then I'm filing early as you can file. And I think that that's the best way to let people know I'm running. And it has been quite an honor to run, you know, three times without opposition for this position.
Mm-hmm. The last time was a little more challenging.
Yeah, the first time I ran, I got about 65% of the vote. The most recent election, I got about 67% of the vote. So they've been harder than the 100% I got in the other three elections.